This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's another day with Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning I was looking at the business of helping with our relationships. We are different and the Bible says to accept one another just as Christ has accepted you. Disappointments. We think that sometimes people should be perfect. We think, or maybe we used to think, that we're going to have a perfect wedding, a perfect honeymoon, and come back to this wonderful perfect kitchen and house. We're going to raise perfect kids and they're going to go off in their perfect lives and then we'll sail off to this perfect retirement. But I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. So life is not perfect. Our relationships are not perfect. We get disappointed. God can actually deal with those disappointments because only God can be there always for you. He'll never fail you. So let him meet the needs that he can meet in your life and he'll give you the strength and power to cope with the disappointments with people. And what about those times when you don't feel anything anymore, when there's apathy? Well, you say, I just couldn't care less. I just don't want to try. Again, trust God with your feelings. When you don't feel anything about it, remember there is a God who can be trusted to restore your feelings. And the Old Testament has lots of examples, particularly in the Psalms. Psalm 61, verse 8, trust God all the time. Tell him all your problems because God is our protection. And that means trust God when you don't feel like it. You know, feelings can come and go. And if the only way the feeling can be restored is to just act in love. Continue to act as if you love. And I think eventually the feelings will come back in Lamentations again in the Old Testament, verse 5. Turn us around and bring us back to you again. That is our only hope. Give us back the joys that we used to have. That's a verse about our relationship with God and a prayer to bring back the joy that we used to have in our relationship with God, because sometimes that too can go. And once you've done that and you've asked God to bring back the joy that you used to have, not only with him but with other people, things will improve because you can trust him for the direction you should take. He, after all, God is the one who invented relationships, whether it's marriage, families, friendship. But you know, sometimes we forget to ask God for the advice that we need. I mean, in James 1 verse 6, it says very obviously, if you need wisdom and if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him and he'll gladly tell you. I mean, God will not resent you asking. Ask him and believe. How will God tell me the answer? Well, the Bible, yes, the Bible will tell me. It's full of advice. And the next place is with other Christians, other people who, like you, are probably trying to follow God's word. And talk to them, open up. And can I suggest to look to Jesus as your example? When we look at Jesus and put our eyes on him, then we find an example in him that can help us sort out some of the issues in our relationships. Jesus came to live in our world so that I could have a relationship with him, so can you, and he can help us through. So who's going to be Jesus for you? In other words, can you be the first to reach out in love and consideration to others? Because that's what Jesus calls us to do in our relationships. And of course, you can find the power to do that in your relationship with him. So ask God for direction. Seek out people, as I've said, other Christian people, people who, like you, have that like mind of wanting to do the right thing. Tell God the disappointments. And don't make, as I said yesterday, don't make excuses for somebody else's faults, an unrealistic view. Differences are there. And thank God, really, for those differences, for we are all different, each different, but we can find a common denominator in our faith in God and getting along with people. Dear God, help us to be less selfish in our relationships. Help us to find in you the strength and the power to make unselfish choices, not only to look to you as an example, but to find in you, Lord, someone who loves us and who's willing to forgive, to direct and guide us. We want to get on with people, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.